Listen to a student giving a presentation in an astronomy class.
Well, hi, everyone. Monday, we heard Dawn tell us about the sun, and Lisa talk about Mercury, the planet closest to the sun. My report. What I'm talking about is the next planet, the second planet, Venus. Okay, to start off, I'm going to tell you what people, well, what they used to think about Venus. First off, back in the really ancient days, people thought Venus was a star, not a planet. And, well, actually, you know how you can see Venus in the early morning and in the evening? Well, so they thought it was two stars. Phosphorus, that was the morning star, and, let's see, Hesperus, the evening star. And then once they figured out it was just one planet, they named it Venus after the goddess of love. I don't really know why, though. And then later, people started studying Venus through a telescope, and they found out it was covered by clouds. Not partly covered by clouds, like Earth, but completely wrapped up in clouds. And since it was closer to the sun than Earth, people imagined it was warm there, like it is in the tropics. In the 19th century, there was this belief, a lot of people believed for some reason, that there were these creatures on Venus who were superior to us. Almost perfect beings, like angels or something. Then, in the early part of the 20th century, people imagined that, under the clouds, there were swamps and jungles and monsters. There was this guy, this author, Edgar Rice Burroughs. He also wrote the Tarzan books, and he wrote books in the 1930s about, well, the series was called Carson of Venus, and it was about some explorer from Earth having wild adventures and fighting monsters in the jungles. This idea of a warm Venus lasted until the 1950s. Okay, so Venus is the brightest object in the sky, except for the sun and the moon, and except for the moon, it comes closer to the Earth than any other planet, a lot closer than Mars, the fourth planet. One of the articles I read about Venus said that Venus is Earth's sister. Earth's twin, I guess it said. That's because Venus is about the same size as Earth, and it's made out of the same basic materials. And Earth and Venus are about the same age. They were formed about the same time. But really, we know nowadays that Earth and Venus are not really much like twins. For one thing, the air, the atmosphere of Venus, is made out of carbon dioxide and sulfuric acid. Not very nice stuff to breathe. And it's really thick, the atmosphere is. It's so thick, it's like being at the bottom of an ocean on Earth. So if astronauts ever went there, they'd have to have something like a diving bell to keep them from getting crushed. And they need really good air conditioning, too, because it's really hot down there. Not warm the way people used to think. All those clouds hold in the sun's heat, you see? It's hotter than an oven, hot enough to melt lead, too hot to have any liquid water. So guess what that means? No jungles, no swamps, and no weird creatures. Okay, now here's a really strange fact about Venus. It takes Venus only 225 Earth days to go around the sun, as opposed to the Earth, which of course takes 365 days, what we call a year. But Venus turns around on its axis really slowly. Really slowly. It takes 243 Earth days to spin around completely. The Earth takes, you guessed it, 24 hours. This means that a day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus. In fact, a day on Venus is longer than, well, than on any planet in the solar system. Longer even than on those big gas planets like Jupiter. And here's something else weird. All the planets of the solar system turn on their axis in the same direction as they orbit the sun. All, except Venus, of course. It has what's called a... Wait, let's see. Okay, a retrograde spin. Now, there have been quite a few space probes that have gone to Venus, so I'm only going to mention a few of them. The most important ones. I guess one of the most important was called Magellan. Magellan was launched in 1990 and spent 4 years in orbit around Venus. It used radar, I guess, to map the planet, and it found out that there were all these volcanoes on Venus, just like there are on Earth. The first one to go there, the first probe to go there successfully, was Mariner 2 in 1962. Mariner 1 was supposed to go there, but it blew up. There was one. It was launched by the Soviet Union back in the, let's see, let me find it. Hang on, no. Here it is. Venera 4 in 1967. And it dropped instruments onto the surface. They only lasted a few seconds because of the conditions, the heat and all, but this probe showed us how really hot it was. Then there was this one called Venus Pioneer 2 in 1978. That was the one that found out that the atmosphere of Venus is made of carbon dioxide, mostly. And, well, as I said, there were a lot of other ones, too. Well, that's pretty much it. That's about all I have to say about Venus, unless you have some questions.
Charlie?
Yes, Professor?
First, I just want to say good job on your presentation, Charlie. It was very interesting. And then, well, I just want to add this. You said you weren't sure why the planet Venus was named after the goddess of love. It's true, Venus was the goddess of love, but she was also the goddess of beauty. And, well, anyone who's ever seen Venus early in the morning or in the evening knows it's a beautiful sight.
Okay, so there you have it, everyone. A mystery solved. Thanks, Professor. Well, I don't have anything to add, so unless anyone has any questions? No? Well, Caroline will be giving the next report, which is about the third planet, and since we all live here, that should be pretty interesting.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you.